We're here at the conclusion of the National Ethanol Conference, a 19th annual conference, and with me is the President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, Mr. Robert Dineen. And Bob, this was a heck of a conference.
I think everybody had a pretty good time. I mean, look, it was a substantive agenda. And from start to finish, there were really good conversations about issues of real importance. I mean, late today on the second day, we had a great conversation about rail issues, something that maybe not a lot of plants think about, but something that's going to affect their bottom line going forward. So, and the export panel we just had, I mean, just from start to finish, I'm really happy with the content, but just the mood around the room has been pretty phenomenal. I was talking to one person last night. She's an analyst for a big financial firm in New York who's been coming to about a dozen of these. And she said, you know, as I talk to people and as I listen to the discussions around the room, I see a much more mature industry. And I wanted to give her a hug. Yeah, yes, we are mature. We have been through a lot. We have grown incredibly fast, but we're a commodity selling into a commodity market and getting our feedstock from another commodity market. And there are ups and downs, and we have survived, and we have come through all of the turmoil a stronger industry, which is why in my State of the Industry address yesterday I said the state of the industry is strong. We are more financially secure. We are more ready for the fluctuations in the marketplace, and we are poised to the future. No matter what happens with the RFS, we're going to be just fine.
Well, and that's interesting, too. I was surprised, really. It seems like the attendance is as good as or better than it's ever been.
It has. I mean, look, there were some crazy times in 06 when there were, you know, maybe 500 or 600 more people here, but they were 500 or 600 people here looking to understand what's going on so that they can invest properly and take advantage of it. The people that are here now are the ones that are truly committed to the industry. And, yeah, we had about 1,100 people, and it was more than last year, more than the year before that, but they are the right people. They're the people that are truly invested, truly committed, truly looking to build a future for their company but for their communities as well.
What is really great about this conference is that you invite people in who may not share the same vision, let's just say, of the ethanol industry. The Marathon Oil guy who talked a little bit about his, you know, he kind of would like the RFS to just pretty much go away. You had always have your insiders panel, the global guys, the guy from Europe who is just seeing the two of you together is just a hoot. And to see some of the guys like the guy from Brazil who you've had been at odds with before, now you're like buddies. It's great. It's been great to see that and to see how you really are so open to other people and really conversation with people that you want to get them to understand.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I don't see any point to just preaching to the choir. You know, you can do that and you walk away and you feel good, but what have you accomplished? What I'm trying to do is to stimulate meaningful dialogue. You know, Bob Greco and I, Bob with the API and I yesterday, yeah, we disagree vehemently on some things, but we found common ground on other things, and that's what we have to do. They're our customers at the end of the day, and while we might fight to the death on, you know, some regulatory or policy issues, on others we need to recognize that there's common ground. With our international partners, yeah, I mean, some of that's amusing, but we have built a relationship over the years. And it is because of this conference and coming together. And so now we can have, I think, a much more meaningful conversation. And we're not talking at each other. We're talking with each other. And that's just much more constructive and, might I say again, mature.
Well, really, the highlight, I think, of this whole conference was hearing from Chris Grundler with EPA. What a great guy. You said he was great, and you were not kidding. He is like just the antithesis of a bureaucrat, and it was great to hear from him.
Well, he's the antithesis of the caricature of a bureaucrat. But I think that, quite frankly, there are far more in government service like him than not. But he truly is a credit to his profession. He truly is just trying to do the right thing. He's very open. He understands where people are coming from and why. And he is, he's got an open door. He's transparent. I think the world of him. I may not agree with everything he says or does, but I know that he's doing it sincerely. But I have to disagree with you. That was not the highlight of the conference.
The highlight of
the conference was Led Zeppelin II, who just showed how much ethanol rocks last night and really shook this place up a bit. My instruction to the sound guy was, I want the alligators in that lake to be headed the other way. And by the end of the night, no, without question, the alligators were rambling on.
It was quite a great concert. I felt like I was back in high school. It was wonderful. One other thing I wanted to hit on. You had your very first annual inaugural pack auction. Tell me the reason behind this, why you decided to have that this year, and why it's so important, how you felt it went.
Well, the RFA a year ago began a pack. We hadn't up to that point had one, but quite frankly, as the industry grows, matures, we have to get more organized with how we participate in the political process. And a good part of that is making sure that you are expressing gratitude to those members of Congress that are trying to help you out and see the world in the way that you want them to see it. So the PAC has been moving along and doing pretty well, but the PAC auction was just another way to raise money for that effort. I thought it went great. I thought it was a phenomenal evening. We had an auctioneer that was just phenomenal, who donated his time. He is a professional at what he does. He's got great humor. He set the tone for the evening, and people really got into it. I actually got into it myself, and I bid on an Aer Lingus package to Ireland. So I'm going to finally get to go see my forefathers' homes.
Woohoo! Well, I thought it was great too. Now my question though is: the people that couldn't go to the auction that would like to support the PAC, can they do that?
They can. The FEC makes it extraordinarily difficult to raise money in this fashion, and you have to be a member. You have to assign pre-authorizations in order to participate, and then you've got to raise three times the value of the product that is being auctioned off. So it really is challenging to raise money in this fashion, but it was a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to grow this event and make sure that more people are aware of it so that they can join us. If you care about renewable fuels and want to participate, we can figure out a way for you to do that.
All right. And, of course, your focus going forward this year is protect the RFS.
Protect the RFS. Make sure that this government keeps its word.
Very good. Thank you very much. Bob Dineen here at the 19th Annual National Ethanol Conference. Next year will be in Grapevine, Texas. Same time for the 20th Annual National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.